We're up to Simon Samiches, Shalom Lahafsik Bepiyutim Ubo Sif Echad. So this whole Simon is one Sif, discussing the Piyutim. Piyutim, so the term that's used in the Torah in the Beis Yosef is Krovetz. Krovetz stands for Kol Rina Vishua Baalei Tzadikim, the sounds of song and salvation in the tents of the righteous. And here the Shulchan Aruch refers to them as piyutim. And in some editions, not in our Mishnah Berurah editions, but in the big fancy edition, there's a parenthesis defining piyutim as nigunim. Now we usually think of nigunim as just tunes, but I guess nigunim also means songs. So piyutim are those editions that, let's say, okay, how should we say this? We have Kriya Shema, we have Berachos Kriya Shema, we have Shemoneh Esrei. Certain times of year, there are certain piyutim, these special holy songs that are inserted into the davening. The question is it a good thing that they're inserted or not a good thing that they're inserted? So, I guess, what we will be most familiar with is if you open up a Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur Machzor, first of all, Chazar Sashat is full of piyutim. Nesana Tokef is a piyut. Everything we say, all that stuff over there, aside for the bare minimum, basically, they're all piyutim that sort of came later. Sort of.
So we're going
it's
in
not
order.
Part of the... We are going in order. Very good, right. So we're okay, good. So in that same Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur Machzor, you will find piyutim right after Baruch Hu. We skip it. Here in Shul, we skip it. As a kid, I remember in Queens, I'm pretty sure they did not skip it. Okay? And that's the topic. That's, well, they were an old men back when I was growing up. That's the topic of this Mechaber. So, the tour is basically says, we have Brichas Kriya Shema, and adding in things that are involved in Yonah Dioma for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he says, is inappropriate, and it should be stopped.
On Rosh Hashanah?
Anytime. Anytime. Okay, again, we're only familiar with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but it could be that, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm familiar with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I think Hasidim have the Yotzos or things on the Yontif and on different Shabbosos. Anyway, what we can relate to is the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you have after Baruch in the Birchas Kriya Shema all sorts of things that you know not supposed to be there. Whatever, I don't say not supposed to be there. They're not usually there. All of a sudden comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they're there. Now the Birchas Kriya Shema is supposed to be the same Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as it is every other day. Shabbos, Chol, whatever it is, but all those extra pages and pages and pages, those are piyutim. So the Torah is opposed. He brings down a Rama, one of the Rishon, not the Rama and Shulchan Aruch, but like the Yad Rama, who says that it's also to say them because you're interrupting your Birchas Kriya Shema. And then it's funny, they like sent a letter to the Rama saying as follows. We understand that the shul that you daven in says piyutim, and you sit there and you could protest if you want to, and you don't. So obviously you have no problem saying piyutim. That was the letter sent to the Rama. And the Rama responds as follows. We're discussing piyutim during Birchas Kriya Shema, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and other times. So the Torah brings down the Rama, and the Rama responds in a letter says as follows. That which you were told, that I sit through the davening when they're saying the piyutim, emesu. I sit there, he says, I daven from the Baruch Hu. I go to all the way almost till Shemoneh Esrei, until Ha'oneh Lamo Yisrael Be'etz Shava Milav. I daven basically by myself while they're singing their piyutim, and I wait for them to get to that point, Shemoneh Esrei, and then I daven with them. So I don't say the piyutim with them. I mean, people wrote him a letter. We understand that basically you say the piyutim. You're sure they say piyutim, so it must be you say the piyutim. And if you were opposed to it, A, you wouldn't say it, and B, you would stop the tzibur from doing it. So he said, that which you heard that I sit there, it's emes. But I'm
silent.
I do it, but what he says, he davens by himself from Baruch Hu all the way till basically right until Shemoneh Esrei. Davens by himself. Then he waits patiently. Okay, this is the Yad Ramah, one of the Rishonim. Okay, he's chazering Shas, whatever he's doing. And then when they get to Shemoneh Esrei, he davens with them. So, taina number one, it's true that I sit there, but I don't say the piyutim. A. And B, that which you said, that if I was really opposed, I would protest. That's not true. That's not MS. I am opposed, but I can't protest. They're not going to listen to me. So, better for them to be shogegin and not mazed. And it's wrong, and they shouldn't do it, but they're not going to listen to me anyway. So I sit there, I behave, I do my own thing, and so that's the. This is Yad Ramah's brought down in the Torah. Torah
brings
the whole thing. Birchas Kishma. So that's the Torah brings down this Yad Ramah. So I got the Prima Gadim asks, wait a second, we learned back in Siman Samechei, if you pause from the time it takes to finish the whole thing, then you have a problem. You should have to go, perhaps you have to go back to the beginning. How can you just wait there?
So, waiting?
He's waiting right before Shemoneh, before Gal Yisrael.
Would you have to go back? Shema have to go back, no?
Yeah, so it could be you'd have to go back to even the Shema, or before, even the beginning of the Shema, or the end of the Shema. So the Prima Gadim raises this question. So the Mishnah Berurah discourages this practice. Back in Samechei, in Sifkat Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah gives an Eitzah. If you're in such a situation, he's not talking about Piyutim over there, but he's talking about, you know, you're davening, and, you know, sometimes the Chazan fell asleep, or all of a sudden there's no, you think there's a Chazan, you say Baruch, the Chazan disappears, I don't know. And you keep going, and then you're stuck at the end waiting. So we said, I guess, it's only a problem, the ikuva, if there's an onus, if you're in the bathroom. Stop to wait there, it's not ma'akiv, b'diavad. But l'chatchila, you should not have such a big pause. So what the Mishnah Berurah recommends in Samechei Dalid is to space it. Okay? To not go all the way to the end and then just have this long wait. Even Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down that Yushalmi has a shaila. Are those pauses that you're now spreading out, are they mitzdaref or not? Okay, Mishmur doesn't bring that down. He holds the Rabbanon and Savi Jabon Lakula. There are two shailas of Yushalmi that we learned back in Samechei. Okay, but this is what the Yad Ramah used to do, not like the Eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah. Machil Baruso wanted to answer. If you're just going to keep stop and start, red light, green light, 1, 2, 3, so you're going to be wasting a lot of time. And the Yad Ramah doesn't have time to waste, so he went to the end, and then he probably, you know, Chaz HaShas, who knows what he did. We'll get there. In his mind, Chaz HaShas.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So the Yad Ramah says, I'm opposed, but Mutash Yishogigin, I can't stop them from doing it. This is an old minig. I don't think it's a proper minig. I think it's wrong. I think it's a hefsek to say piyutim, these insertions in all davia don't belong there, and I'm against. Hold on. Yeah. The Torah does go with this Yad Ramah. The Rosh is also against piyutim. The Torah himself is against the piyutim. But he does bring down that this is an early minug. So the piyutim were written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, which they say is Rabbi Elazar, some say, it's a machlokes, who he was. Some say he was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he's a Tana. Okay. And so, basically the Torah says, old minug, and the Ravin and Rabbeinu Tama are bothered by the minug, but the miyash of the minug, it's not so bad, it's okay, it's not aser. You know, the Ramas thinks it's aser. And then the Torah concludes, Tov Yofer Levatlo. You should get rid of these piyutim, and it just causes, you know, people who are not interested in piyutim, causes them to start talking, and there's no point in doing it, they shouldn't do it. That's the Torah. The Bach comes out with his boxing gloves, screaming and yelling at the Torah. How can you say it came from the Kalir, from Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon, from a Tana, and it's a minig kodim, it's a holy minig, and they say when he put together these piyutim, he was surrounded by fire, and, you know. This is the old minug. Then he throws out the rule that and this is a takana, and one bezdin cannot be mavatel a takana of another bez unless they're greater, and there ain't no one greater than Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon. He keeps showing him not in the same league as the Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his son. And then he says, but it could be, so he says, he's miyashiv the Torah, the Bach. He says, Torah must have felt that wasn't really a takana. Maybe for his generation it was a takana, but not for future generations, so we could just stop it. And then the Bach concludes, Chas v'shalom, Nati mavatel, the minug, the early minug of saying piyutim. And he says there was somebody who tried, there was an Adam Gadol who tried to stop the saying of piyutim, and then he died that year, and don't mess with the piyutim. Okay, so basically, it's a big machlokes rishonim. Hold on, it's a big machlokes rishonim. The Ramah's against, the Rosh is against, the Torah's against. We're going to see the Shulchan Aruch is against, and the Bach is for. And it was an early minig. Everyone recognizes, you know, where to come from. It was an early, strong early minig. And Rabbi Natama and the Ravid are miyashev, and the Goyim we're into this minig. And this is going to end up a machlokes machaber Ramah. I don't remember. I don't think he says that much. I don't remember. Okay, so let's see. Samaches Aleph. Shalom lehafzik bepiyutim. Yesh makom l'shem hafzikim bebirchas kriyashma loma piyutim. There are places where they interrupt the birchas kriyashma to say these piyutim. Okay, again, most notably, open up a Rosh Hashanah and keep a machzor. There's all sorts of things to say there that here in our shul we skip all of them. Says the Mechaber, v'nachon limnoa mila amra mishum da behefzik, and you should not do it. Says the Mechaber, it's a hefzik. Okay, I don't know if that means the Sfarim don't do it. Maybe they don't do it. I don't know. The Gra, I believe, is opposed. In fact, it used to be when the old mayor is against. Yeah, I guess the old mayor of Beitar was a Talmud of Zilberman's, Pindrus. And they go with the Mahalach of the Gra. He used to have a Yom Kippur minion without piyutim, without Nisana Tokef. The whole davening with Chick Chak was over in a few hours, like Shabbos. Davenates finished by 11 o'clock. So my wife spent the whole Yom Kippur in bed. I went a couple of years to that minion, so I could go home and babysit. Okay, so the Gra is also opposed to piyutim. We have a compromise, I guess. I don't know. Lamaisa, let's say in our shul, do not say the piyutim during Birchas Kriyas Shema, but in Chazaras HaShatz is full of piyutim. Okay, I remember in America we did say the piyutim. Okay, so that's machlokes. Let's continue the Ramah. Hagav, v'yeh shomrim de'ein issa b'davar. Some say there is no issa b'davar. V'chei no'agim b'chol ha'makomos la'omram. And the minig in all places is to say the piyutim, says the Ramah. But if you want to be lenient, you don't want to say the piyutim, you think it's hefzik, you don't lose by doing that either. But while they're saying the piyutim, you should not start doing other things. Even learning, you shouldn't do learning. Now, if you sit there, maybe think and learning, that's one thing, but certainly you can't talk and learning, right? You know, Berachas Kriyas Shema. That's the whole point. That's hefzik. Because you can't just daber shum sicha b'teila. For sure, you can't start talking sicha b'teila in the middle of Berachas Kriyas Shema. When we come up, we should love it. They hear her. Sheroa b'seife. Umaharer. He opens the sefer. He looks at the sefer without moving his mouth, without moving his lips. Les be'isura. There's no isra. The hear alive kadiva dami. Thinking is not like speaking. It's not going to have sick because he's thinking and learning. Ella, the problem is, should we talk kachi? Avol the daber, we avol the hefzik. Mishabur, I think, says this. We'll get to Chazaras HaShatz. There's a whole discussion of Chazaras HaShatz. We'll get there. But he says, even those people want to learn their Chazaras HaShatz, even if it's a mutter, he's not into it. But even if you hold his mutter to learn, which I'm not saying he does hold his mutter, the problem is that the next guy, you're reading a sefer, the next guy's playing on his iPhone. They used to read newspapers, but now there's no more. I think no more newspapers. So they play on the iPhones. So if the Talmidei Chachamim and the role models are not paying attention and not doing it, so even though they're learning, well, the next guy who's watching, well, if he's not listening, I don't have to listen, and that guy's not going to be involved in it. The Alkin Ain Ladim Lifor Shatzal Me'atzibor. The Ramah says not to be perished Me'atzibor, but Malkum Shenagu La Omram V'Yomer Osam Imahem, and you should say it with them. The Ain the Gamet Siman Sif Yud. Okay, the Mechaber says you to have sick and you shouldn't say it. The Tzibor shouldn't say it. And you shouldn't say it.
The Yadamah had this question
that
you're asking. The
Yadamah
said he himself stopped.
Yes, but he said right.
With him. What about the
Chashash
and others that see him?
Well, it sounds like they didn't know. They didn't know what he was doing. They thought he was saying it. That was sort of from the letter, I think. He wasn't so... I don't think he opened... He didn't have to open up the sefer. He had it all in the brain. Okay, now, Sifkat and Al, one of the discussions over here, it revolves around the Mishnah and Brachas. The Mishnah, first paragraph of Brachas, says, if you have a long bracha, you can't make it a short bracha, and a short bracha, you can't make a long bracha. So... I'm going to explain a long bracha is a bracha that starts with a baruch and ends with baruch. like Ashigatza. And a short bracha is a shahako. So the pashup shot is that you can't switch. You can't switch an Ashigatza into a shahako type of bracha and a shahako into an Ashigatza type of bracha. But part of the discussion over here is, can I take a long bracha and make it that much longer? Okay, so that's what Mishmur says of Yosef Katanav. Shezesha amru in brachas makum shom laharech ed roshad akad, so the katz and shalarech. You can't elongate a short bracha and shorten a long bracha. That doesn't mean that you can't, that has nothing to do with the discussion about piyutim. Some throw that into the discussion. Oh, piyutim, making a short bracha longer. No, you're making a long bracha even longer, and that's not a problem. So that's what he says. Now you have two baruch, long baruch. You're changing the tzura of the bracha. Chacham did not give a shir. Berachas Krishma has to have exactly 54 letters, 54 words. And if you're going to add a piyut, it's going to be 154 words, not acceptable. There's no such thing. Hold on. There's no such thing as X number of words. Oh, you can't say piyutim, you're adding words. Meaning, it might be a problem of the hefsek, but it's not a problem of this Mishnah of taking a short bracha, making it long. We don't have exact nusach bracha. Many of the brachas, certainly the long ones, you don't have exact nusach bracha in the Gemara.
We're going to get there.
If they see that you're sitting there with the Talmud Chacham is not now he's not saying piyutim, he's sitting there with the Gemara learning, so then the next guy I see with my own kids. I used to like to I don't have so much patience for davening, so I like to sit there davening with a sefer. But my kids are not going to sit there with a sefer. They sit there with the alonim from the these different papers they give out in shul. Okay, we're not so terrible, but I realize now kuchina my children, want my children to daven, and from the paper which might be Divrei Torah, might be a Torah Dika story, very easy. It snowballs. Next thing you're right. Next thing you know, you're reading the New York Times. Okay. Rav Nevenzel, the Nitziv Ari has a newsletter. They send that every week with a very big Dvar Torah from Rav Nevenzel, like 4 or 5 pages, and it says on top, please do not read this in the middle of the rabbi's sermon or during the davening. So I once saw someone who has connection to the yeshiva who was reading someone else's Dvar Torah. I said, what about Rav Nevenzel's? It says not to read it during davening, so I stay away from that one. I respect his wishes. I read the other one. So Mishmur says, "Got the Gimel." Return home, Kishi Yiru Hamon. She must stack him a sefer. You've all got to daber. About Yiru Baham. The return Efshet the Yesh Lahakel, and that must be what the Yad Ramah was doing. Amnon B'Shach Shachazin Amak Kaddish Also Laharher She Tzarech Harbe Lachavim Bani Asa Kaddish. When the Chazin saying Kaddish, you have to have Kavod and pay very tightly. Pay very close attention to the words of the Kaddish. Sukkot and Dalit, Rav Chaim Vital Kotz Shem Ari, Ari did not say stamp piyutim upizmonim. Elamash is Sidru HaRishonim, now his definition of Rishonim is different than ours. Kugon HaKaliri, like Rav Elazar HaKalir. Shenitzkinu Adas HaEmes. Okay. Oh, this is very interesting. V'chein lo ya omer, yigdal, whatever. Umikom akum, hey, b'no, shal Rav Chaim Vital al Aviv, the son of Rav Chaim Vital, said about his father, shekishahaya shat, bekahal, b'yamin no ra'im, haya omer, kol aviduyim, v'chol apiyutim, yish mechochom, umimenu yika chochom, umusur haskel, shalol, l'shanah, samin hagim. Even though Rav Chaim Vital was opposed, when he was in the shul davening for the Amid, he did not impose his opinions on everybody else. This is what the shul does, and this, I'm davening for the Amid, I'm gonna do the minig of the shul. Not gonna do my own thing. He wrote these with such kedusha that a fire encompassed him while he was writing it. Omnam haminhagim shenagu b'shar shatfila. Like this is what you were saying before. Lekulei alma ein l'shanos kolecha b'minig makomo kagom. Minusach Ashkenaz aspired to lehavach. A person should go with his minig. Okay, nowadays you know the world's a children. Bali tshuva, they don't know their minig. Okay, that's something else. But if you know the way your grandfather daven, that's the way you're supposed to daven. Don't change from Ashkenaz to Sfarad or Sfarad to Ashkenaz. There are 12 gates in heaven. They correspond to the 12 tribes, and each tribe has their own way of davening. Levad. Everyone has their own minhagim and their own shar for their tefillahs to go up. If you do daven in different nusach, the diavad you are going to be yotze. The kozer rak minhagim shenagu b'shar she'at tefillah. But mashin nisah b'gemara. But diavad poskim shalom d'magemara u'shavu l'ko. Now, some things are different minhagim. Some things are the same. That which appears in the gemara, that's for everybody. That, but a lot does not fit into the Gemara. Where it does not fit in, where there is no Gemara about it, Gemara does not spell it exactly the word. So then evolved different minhagim. There's the Rashna Svart, the Ari held the Nusach Ari. That was the one size fits all. So if you don't know what shaving you're from, you don't know what your Nusach should be. Do his Nusach, and that's the Nusach Hakolel for all of Christ.
So which gate is going to go through?
The other one. I don't know.
Whichever line is shorter.
Which one is that? Svat?
I don't know. It's a combination. It's, like, I don't, it's not Nusul Svat. It's similar to Nusul Svat, but not Nusul Svat. Right, so here in the dish, you'd have a huge discussion about changing the nusach and changing the way you pronounce the words from Ashkenaz to Sfar, to Sfar to Ashkenaz. And, you know, l'chatchila, a person should go with the minig of his, you know, great-grandfather, whatever, if he knows what that is. And then he says, if a person was raised speaking Sfaradit, but he's really Ashkenaz, he wants to go back to Ashkenosis, but it's too difficult. So he says, if it's too difficult to switch over, so then b'diavad, that's okay. I don't know if he uses the word b'diavad, but they say if a person can switch, he should switch. A person should pronounce the words the way his grandfather did, or great grandfather, or great great grandfather. He says the one who was taught to daven a certain way, which is different than the way his family tradition, and he can't change. The stipler, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, Rav Tina Bashow, he can continue doing his thing. Okay, he doesn't use the word Bidiyah. So he can continue going that way if it's too hard to change over.
Still Jewish.
And there is an inyan that even if a Ben Ashkenaz is davening with a Havaras Sfaradit, the Shem Hashem he should do with Ashkenazis, with a Kamat instead of a Patach. But even that, they say, is not ma'akiv. So that they say from Rav Yosher, Rechan Kenyaski and Chazon Ish, he should change the way he pronounces Shem Hashem. Okay, but if he does it Sfaradit, he's Yotze. And he has a huge arichas over here, very interesting. Different ways. If you're davening in a shul, you go daven by the Sfaradim. So the things that you say quietly to yourself, you can say by yourself. The things that you say out loud, when you go to a different shul, you're supposed to do what they're doing. Now, for some reason, when Sfaradim daven by Ashkenazim, they insist on doing their Kedusha. They do Kedusha their way, they don't do Kedusha our way.
Kaddish,
sorry, yes, thank you, Kaddish. They do the Kaddish their way. I think Rav Avadya was very into that. They have to do the Kaddish their way. I don't understand that exactly. But generally, when you go to a tzibur, they're doing something else. So you quietly to yourself, you could do your nusach. But
let's say naritzah and kedishah, you have to do.
No, so he says. So they talk about here even things that are out loud. If you're saying it quietly, you can say whatever you want. Not whatever you want. You can say your nusach. But if you're saying it out loud, then you have to be. You can't change from the nusach of the tzibur.
Can you decide to say loud and change? I mean, let's say I want to say.
Yeah, I think so.
I want to say naritzah. I think that.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
We don't take kesser. I want to say. Right. Say it loud enough. If because he graft is
So here it talks about husbands and wives have, if a husband and wife have a different nusach, so the wife should really do like the husband. Then he says, it's hard for her to change, okay, but once her kids, she's raising children and wants to teach them to daven, so she shouldn't teach them her way, she should teach her husband's way. Then it brings that for Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, a wife is meshubet to certain things, she's not meshubet to the nusach of her husband.
Nowadays it's not a choice, children do what they learn in school.
Okay. Bal tshuva, she'aviv lo chinchu l'shmir Torah mitzvah. Zav bali tshuva. Hora Rishon Zalman, she'mistaveh she'tzarech l'chatchila dinu k'minhag avosav. You should try to figure out, assuming your father's Jewish, what your father's nusach was. However, if you're kashua to a Rav, if you have a Rebbe, so he says, you can daven like the nusach of your Rebbe. That becomes like your father. A convert can pick whatever nusach he wants. Okay, there's a lot of interesting stuff over here for those who are interested.
You like my Rebbe?